This is the day that the Lord has made. You know, sometimes it seems like a week is a year, doesn't it? But we are thankful to be in the house of the Lord to worship and to praise His name. And I want to, if you would, let's honor the Lord by standing as we read the word this morning, okay? And let's just get started off with our praise and worship and lifting up His name. And every time I begin to read the scriptures like this, I'm reminded how it didn't bother them and Ezra and Nehemiah stand for 6, 7, 8 hours just listen to the Word of God being read. So, you know, we honor His Word. Amen. And I'm going to read out of the book of Malachi. I'm going to read Malachi 4. And I want you to listen to what it says. And put yourself in there. It says, "But unto you who revere and worshipfully fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings and his beams, and you shall go forth and gabble like calves released from the stall and leap for joy." Now, I don't know about you all, but this last week I wasn't leaping on the outside. I was too busy doing something that God had me doing, taking care of my mom. So I really wasn't leaping on the outside. But can't you imagine those calves out in the field? Those and little ponies, they're just the most beautiful sight, running and leaping. But listen what it says you and I are going to do. It says, if you revere and worshipfully fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And then we're going to jump and leap for joy. And you shall tread down the lawless and wicked. You want to do a little treading down this morning? I tell you what, I'm mad. You get tired, and then you realize, you know what? I don't need to get mad at God. I don't need to necessarily get mad at what's... I just need to get mad at the devil. And put him back in his place. Amen? We're going to tread down the lawless and wicked. For they shall be ashes, come on, under the soles of your feet. Amen. In the day that I shall do this, says the Lord of hosts. That's right. Are you ready to worshipfully praise him this morning? Amen. And let's do a little stomping this morning. We haven't done a lot of devil stomping around here in a long time, but I tell you what, I'm mad. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of junk going on. A lot of people in our body are under attack for various reasons. And the Bible, and the Lord just kept telling me, you know, different situations come to my mind. And I would find myself saying to people, just don't receive it. I'm not saying it's a lie. It's real. Circumstances are real. But I'm just saying, let's trust him to see us through and to get us out and put the devil under our feet this morning. Amen?
Amen.
It's easy to come in here with the weight of the world on our shoulders. But I tell you what, let's come together in one accord, and worshipfully fear and praise his name, and let's let God take care of everything else, okay? Amen. Amen. Come on.
Forever,
come on,
and all the world will know his name. Everyone together, sing the song of the redeemed. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that I stand on what he did. My Savior lives. Every day's a brand new chance to say, Jesus, you are the only way. My Savior lives. The King has come from heaven, and darkness trembles at his name. Victory forever is the song of the redeemed. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that I stand on what he did. My Savior lives. saved, a brand new chance to say, Jesus, you are the only way, my Savior, my Savior lives. God who reigns forever.
Come on.
And all the world will know his name. Everyone together. Sing the song of the redeemed. I know that my Redeemer lives. And that I stand on what he did. My Savior lives. Every day's a brand new chance to say, Jesus, you are the only way, my Savior, lives. The King has come from heaven.
Listen,
the darkness trembles at his name. Victory forever is the song of the redeemed. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that I stand on what he did. My Savior lives. Every day's a brand new chance to say, Jesus, you are the only way, my Savior. My Savior lives.
Are you really believe that this morning? Can you really believe and just say with everything, my Savior lives? I don't know about everybody else out there, amen.
My Savior lives. 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 Redeemer lives.
Come on.
Now I stand on the beaches. My Savior lives. Every day's a brand new chance to say, Jesus, you are the only way. My Savior lives.
Amen. Hallelujah. Give him the praise and the honor and the glory today. Hallelujah. 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 I'm standing and I'm believing in the blood of Jesus today. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I believe that he died to free us. I believe that he rose from the grave. I believe he was born of a virgin. I believe he was a sacrificial lamb. I believe he ascended to the Father. I believe that he's coming back again. I believe that God came to save us. I believe he was an ordinary man. I believe he left us with the Spirit. I believe he wants to fill every man. I believe his mercy every morning. I believe he's the Ancient of Days. I believe his thoughts are always on us. I believe he's forever the same. This rock, he will make his church.
Come on now.
This church will not be made by hand.
Oh,
on this rock, we will make a stand. The gates of hell will not prevail. I believe in the unity of brothers. I believe that we're different yet the same. I believe we're two or more are gathered. He's in the midst, taking away the shame. I believe we can say to the mountain, remove the earth, cast into the sea. I believe when we pray without doubting, the lame will walk and the blind are gonna see. On this rock, he will build his church. This church will not be made by hand. On this rock, we will make a stand. The gates of hell will not prevail. On this rock, we will build his church. This church will not be made by hand. On this rock, we will make a stand. The gates of hell will not prevail. I believe that there's power in his name.
I believe
that he died to free us.
I believe
that he rose from the grave.
I believe
he was born of a virgin.
I believe
he was a sacrificial lamb.
I believe
that he ascended to the Father.
I believe that he's coming back again.
Amen.
Oh, bless you, Lord. Yeah.
Now, let me make something clear.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're back. Let me make something clear this morning. When Jesus looked at Peter, and he said, whom do men say that I am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, on this rock I'll build my church. Now, he's not talking about Peter.
Right.
The church wasn't built upon Peter.
Right.
The church wasn't built upon new life. The church was not built upon any man. The church was built upon the fact that Peter said, thou art the Christ. And anything else that we try to build on that will be nothing but flesh. So we need to make sure as we're singing, as we're praising, as anything we do, that we remember that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Your mercy is new every day. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Your favor surrounds me today. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I was bound by sin and shame, but then your endless mercy came. It's a merciful day. All my sins are washed away. It's a merciful day. I'm not bound by yesterday. Your grace and mercy rescued me.
Lord,
your love has saved my life. So I thank you for this merciful day.
Come on, church.
Your mercy is new every day. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Your favor surrounds me today. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I was bound by sin and shame, but then your endless mercy came. It's a merciful day. All my sins are washed away.
Yeah.
It's a merciful day. I'm not bound by yesterday. Your grace and mercy rest
on
me.
Lord,
your love has saved my life. So I thank you for this merciful day. Your mercy is new every day.
About the Lord is he's not the God of yesterday. He's the God of the now. His mercy is new now. And when he looks at me, he sees not what I used to be. Remember that?
But what
does he see?
He sees Jesus.
He sees Jesus. As far as God's concerned, I don't have a past. You know that? My life started this morning. Come on, church. Hallelujah. It's not like that anywhere else. It's not like that in any other, quote, religion, because we're not a religion. We're the way. Come on now. I learned that a long time ago. We're not a religion. Somebody says, what religion are you? I go, excuse me, but I'm part of the way, Christianity. I'm not a religion. Right. I am the way,
the
truth,
right.
and the life. Okay, y'all pardon me this morning if I get a little bit excited. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Glad to see, regardless what the circumstances are, that my God's in control. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You got a healing you need this morning? Go ahead, baby. You got a healing you need to in your mind, a healing in your heart, a healing in your body, or somebody you're praying for?
Healing rain is coming down. It's coming closer to your phone. Say rich and poor, weak and strong. It's bringing mercy.
Is that word again?
It won't be long. Let's start this all over, Kenzie. Healing rain is coming down. It's coming nearer to this old town. Rich and poor, weak and strong, it's bringing mercy, it won't be long. Healing rain is coming down. It's coming closer to the lost and found. Tears of joy and tears of shame are washed forever in Jesus' name. Healing rain, it comes with fire. So let it fall and take us high. Healing rain, I'm not afraid to be washed in heaven's rain. To be washed in heaven's rain. Let us return to the mercy seat where time began. And in your eyes I see the pain. Come soak this dry heart with healing rain.
Amen.
And only you, the Son of Man, can take a leper and let him stand. So lift your hands, they can be healed by someone greater, the great I am. Healing rain, it comes with fire. So let it fall and take us high. Healing rain, I'm not afraid to be washed in heaven's rain. To be washed in heaven's rain, rain, rain.
Today. Come on. Amen.
Yeah.
Healing rain is falling down. Healing rain is falling down. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Healing more than them. Healing grace is more than them. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Healing grace is more than them. Healing grace is more than them.
If you notice, there's one word that's run through this whole service this morning. It's the word mercy. It's been in every song. The word mercy. And you know what mercy means? It means that God, I got what he wanted to give me and not what I deserved. Come on, you say, well, I'm just not worthy of what you're telling me I've got this morning. None of us are. But every day I get up and walk in the mercies of God because of who he is and because of what he's done. Amen. Glory to God. Thank him for his mercies, church. Hallelujah. Praise God. We serve the greatest God. I want to tell you, I heard this next song. It's one we do here. But I was listening online to a service. It was called Passion 2012. And it was taking place, I got it live, in the Georgia Dome. And there were 40,000 college students in this place. And they were singing with Chris Tomlin, this song, How Great is Our God. And I tell you what, church, we need to realize how great our God is. Amen? The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He clothed himself in light, come on now, and darkness tries to hide. And trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Time is in his hand, beginning and the end, beginning and the end.
The Godhead,
the Godhead,
three in one.
Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. He's the Lamb of God. He's our God.
With me,
and he's worthy of our praise.
All will see
how great is our God. How great is our God.
Oh, sing with me,
how great is our God. How great is our God.
How great
is our God.
Yes, stay with me.
How great is our God. And all will see how great, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, just how great is our God. God, and all will see how great
is our God.
Hallelujah. Come on now, church.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
Now let's sing it, church. Come on.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
Praises of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we worship and we praise you this morning, Father God Almighty.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You can be seated a minute. Stay in the reverence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. You know, When I sing praises of the Lord, I see pictures. I see what I'm singing in pictures. And if I could just write, if I were just good enough to take pen and canvas and put those pictures into pictures that you could see, I see some awesome stuff. You know, just like age to age, he stands and time is in his hands. I see a picture. I don't think it would always be possible for me to even describe to you the picture that I see. But it's depending on the song, it has different elements. I could dance 1,000 miles, you know that one. If only we could see him smiling over us, unseen angels. Celebrate. For joy is in this place.
Amen.
And you see those angels celebrate.
You know, sometimes people will sing in some songs and they may not understand why they use some of the language. But you know, it says the lion and the lamb. Well, he was a lion before he was the lamb. He was the lion of the tribe of Judah, which means praise. And he was a lamb, which means he made the final sacrifice for our sins. The final sacrifice. No more do we have to go in and take an animal to be sacrificed. So when I say that, when we sing the lion and the lamb, man, I'm thinking victory, praise, sacrifice forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to say something else too. Just kind of laying the groundwork for later on when I preach. I was thinking at a point when we were praising this morning, I was thinking about family. I was thinking about family. We talk about family and we talk about our church family. And you know who your family is? Your family is your family. Now let me ask you this, and see, this is something that we lose track of. In our immediate family, that's Laverne and I. Our immediate family consists of me and her, Scott and Sandy, Miriam and Ricardo and the kids, and we include Laverne's mom and Jack and Patsy. Those are the people that we like. Now, there's 12 of us, right? I think that's right. Yeah, there's 8 of us, and then we add 5 more. There's 13.
Right.
13 of us. We get together at Thanksgiving. Every Thanksgiving, 13 of us. That's the whole crew. Everybody's there. When there's somebody, when there's one of that 13 that's not there, we sense the miss. When the 13 are there, our family's together. Now, when we get together and there's 13 of us there, we have a good old family reunion. I mean, we have fun. And we don't sit around the table with our lips down and our countenance fallen and saying, we could just have a whole lot more fun if it's 25 or 30 of us. I mean, it doesn't even faze us that they're in 25 or 30 there. Because our family's here. Our family's together. And you know, churches are families. Church units are families. And there's some families, some church unit families that's really big families. And there's some church families that are very small families. But our problem is that unlike in our natural way of thinking, in our spiritual way of thinking, if we don't watch, we have the attitude, boy, things could be a whole lot better if we just had more people. Let's get on with being family. Let's get on with taking care of one another and loving one another. And then you know what happens when that kind of thing happens? You know what happens when families love each other? The families start growing. And you know, it's just something that we need to watch in our attitude about things. Because you can miss the blessing of one friend because you think you ought to have 10. I was watching something here recently, and I remember, it sticks out in my mind. I remember one of the characters saying, "You're my friend. I don't need but one friend." And what are you saying? If I got one person that I can count on, one person that I can depend on, that's all I need. And you know, as part of the body of Christ, we have more than one person that we can depend on. Sometimes we don't do it because we don't like to show our weaknesses. Sometimes we don't do it because we feel like we're going to inconvenience somebody. We all need to be led by the Spirit of God. All need to know who needs to do what to help who win. Hey, I got that said right. Amen. And what we're going to do now as a body is we're going to pray for some people. And there's been a lot of people that have gone through some stuff here recently. Some still going through it. And our prayer list this morning includes Ken Babcock for healing, Jerry Babcock for recovery from stroke, Doug Babcock for healing, Amy Lawless, Danny McClister, Louise McClister, Bernice Taylor for healing, Delano Ship for healing, Jennifer Sapp and the boys, Kenny Jackson, problems with his eyes, Dimple Buck for healing, Robert Turner, salvation, Carla Turner for healing, Brenda Thrasher for healing, Jim and Jan for wisdom, Harley Henson for Hensley for is sick, Raven Franklin, Faye Balt in a coma, Grayson, Grant, Bradley and Ashley Adamson, Daryl and Candy Flat, with a car accident, only had minor injuries, Hope's mom, Hope Cross's mom's in critical condition in Lexington, and Granny Draper's in rehab up at Summit Manor, and Jack's dad needs prayer, and Maxine Moss had this flu bug or whatever you want to call it, it's a bad bug, and some of the rest of us have gone through it this week, but all of these things, and there was one other thing I was going to talk about. Oh boy. Oh, that's what it was. I mean, I don't know what if you were, but when you said that, it reminded me. The boy that got killed over at the barn, Travis Fair. I mean, he didn't kill at the barn. He worked with the. Is that the same one?
Same one. They hit head on.
Yeah. Okay.
How old was he? About your age. Had
about
a family.
My age. Got two kids.
So we're praying. Praying for the Travis Fair family. He got killed and he has two children and family and right. In Jesus' name. Pray for those children.
Anybody else have a prayer? Pat?
Thank you.
God. Monica. Anybody else?
Maybe. Remember Jacob lost first because he's in neurologist. They're trying to figure out why he's been having seizures.
Okay.
He had that 3 days ago. It was really bad. And then the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, he had another. And they went through a bunch of tests already. And so the code's there March 1st.
Okay. Amen.
Okay. Let's go before the Lord. And you keep those names, and particularly the ones that may have jumped out at you. Keep those names in your memory as we pray. Keep them in your heart. Keep them in your thoughts. We've already called them all out before God. Now what we want to do is to believe God to do for each one of them what they need done for them. To save the ones that need saving. To heal the ones that need healing. To minister to all of them. By everything that He has provided. But what we're going to do is agree in prayer and stand in the gap. Heavenly Father, into Your presence this morning we come. It's been wonderful, Lord God, to experience You in the praise and in the worship. To know, Lord God, that we have Your attention. And Lord, to make sure that You have ours. Lord, there's so many things that we don't understand. And there's things, Lord God, that sometimes frustrate us and we think, well, I can't do anything about it, but yes, there is something we can do. In every situation, if we can't do anything else, we can pray and believe. And so, Lord God, there may be many things and many combinations of these prayer requests this morning of all these people, Lord God, that are on this prayer list. There may be things that we can do. There may be things, Lord God, that You can use us through. But most of all, Lord God, we do pray and we believe. We lift them up before You, Lord God, for the salvation needed, for the healing needed, for the comfort that's needed, for the strength and the wisdom that's needed. Lord God, for every one of them, every family member, Lord God, every friend whose name's been spoken up before You this morning. And Lord God, if there's any one of them that You don't care about, just throw that name out and minister to the rest. But Lord God, I know that's not going to happen. Because I know You care for every single one of them. And I ask You, Lord God, by Your mercy and Your grace, to do what needs to be done. Lord, do what needs to be done for every one of them. We're counting on You. We call You faithful. Faithful and true. Never lied to us. Never tricked us. Never deceived us. Lord God, You're always with us. Blessing us in the good times and blessing us in the bad. Taking care of us when things go right and taking care of us when they don't. And I thank You, Lord God, that our prayers this morning are coming up to You as a sweet aroma. And one for You to receive and work with. And Father, I pray for every one of us in here this morning, Lord God, that we'll be touched by Your presence and by Your Spirit. That Your power, Lord God, will elevate us to a new level as we serve You. And I pray, Lord God, for all of our family members. All of the family members of New Life for the Nations. all of the family members, Lord God, of our families that are gathered here today. We pray, Lord God, for those that are absent, because we know that there are several that are absent, and there are various reasons why they're not here, but I pray that you touch them and bless them and minister to them, Lord God. Don't let them lose the connection. We thank you, Lord God. Pray for the body of Christ, brothers and sisters worldwide. Their faith won't fail them, whatever their situation. Thank you for being with our country, our leaders, and all those who are in authority over us, like you told us to pray in your word. And Lord God, help us to be witnesses and a lighthouse to the community, so people can see through us the hope of Jesus Christ. In his name I pray. Amen.
Very minute you confess.
Amen. That's a sermon in itself, Ricardo. That's what we've been singing about all morning, isn't it? What's sin? Amen. Thank you, praise and worship team. Amen. Children, you may be dismissed. Remind you that Tuesday night, the ladies are going to be meeting. We pray and God speaks to us, and then He tells us what our mission is for the month. Amen. You're welcome to come.
Thank you, Jesus.